Una ay tingnan natin ang paraan ng paggagamot na gumagamit ng didgeridoo. Maaari kayong makaramdam ng pahinga o maaaring umindayok sa tunog ng didgeridoo, subalit ang sagradong instrumentong ito ay matagal nang ginagamit para sa musika at sa seremonya ng paggagamot. Si Julian Silburn, isang manggagamot sa tunog na namamahala sa Sound Alchemy, ay gumagamit ng tunog at yanig ng didgeridoo, ang tradisyonal na yidaki, upang matulungan ang mga tao sa kanilang problemang emosyonal at pisikal.
If someone works with energy like Reiki healing and you're working with the subtle energies of the body, you can detect where the imbalances are. With the didgeridoo, you're using sound waves. It's basically as you're connected to the instrument, as you're playing those sound waves out, it's connecting with the sound waves that are emitting from the person's vibration. And so then it actually gives you a sense of what's going on for that person. So you actually sense whether there is congested energy. You will actually feel it's harder to play that instrument into that particular area of the body.
Sinabi ni Silburn na gumagamit siya ng didgeridoo upang matulungan ang mga taong mabawasan ang stress at pagkabalisa. Kagaya din ng paggagamot ng sugat, nagtatrabaho siya sa mga pasyenteng may kanser. Si Silburn ay tinuruan ng mga paraan ng paggagamot ng mga nakakatanda mula sa Arnhem Land at naimbitahang tumugtog ng didgeridoo sa ilang pagdiriwang na mga aboriginal at nakatira sa Torres Island. Sinabi niya na ang epekto ng paggamit ng instrumento ay napakalaki.
Those sound waves are a particular note, and every part of the body has its own vibration and energy. When you receive sound and vibration, you pick that up through your tissues, through your energy body, and then it has a stimulating effect to entrain the vibrations and the frequencies that are part of us on different levels. They actually help to support and to bring our vibration and energy into harmony and balance.
Sa Newcastle, isang grupo ng mga aboriginal na may kapansanan ay gumagawa ng napakalaking paggaling bilang resulta ng All Abilities Art Group. Nagtitipon ng grupo linggo-linggo upang mag-usap at iproseso ang kanilang emosyon sa pamamagitan ng pagguhit sa ilalim ng pamamahala ng lokal na elder Auntie Elsie Randall.
The art therapy is the way that we visualize who we are, what we're supposed to do, and it's about remapping our experiences and history and where we want to go in the future.
Sinabi ni Randall na nagsimula siyang gumamit ng sining bilang paraan ng paggagamot mula sa kanyang sariling trauma noong bata pa at nakakapagpalago siya ng sariling programa.
Basically, when you got so many experiences of trauma and it's complex trauma, I use color to identify emotions. So I had to develop a method or a formula to identify that so I can address that.
Sinabi din ni Randall na ang programa ay nakadagdag ng kumpiyansa ng mga kasama dahil sa paglilipat ng ilang bagay na wala sa kanilang kontrol.
So understanding who you are, where you come from, who you're supposed to be, and then we walk into looking at emotions, then we walk into normalization of those emotions, and then we walk into diverting ownership, only own what you're supposed to own, that's yours, that you take responsibility for, putting things in priority, and then taking back control and managing that in a circle.
Ang resulta mismo ang nagsasabi. Sa Western Australia, nagsama ang mga nakakatandang nungar upang gumawa ng mga manyika at magkwento ng mga kasaysayan mula sa panahon ng mga aboriginal ay nanganganak sa mga reserbasyon o sa ilalim ng mga bituin dahil hindi sila pinapayagang manganak sa mga hospital. Sa Community Arts Network na kilala din bilang CAN, sinimulan ng Bush Babies ang programa na pumapayag sa mga nakakatanda na magpahayag ng kanilang mga istorya samantalang gumagawa ng mga manyika upang magpalabas ng mga larawan at dibuho na nagpapakita ng kanilang mga karanasan. Ipinaliwanag ni Michelle White ng CAN kung ano ito.
One particular client, he was referred over from a provider because he could not fit into a group situation. He was deemed as aggressive, violent, abusive, all that sort of stuff. And we just let him just shadow us and just take everything in. And we really took it back really slow with him. We've never had an incident of verbal abuse or anything like that.
Ang programa ay nagkaroon ng hindi inaasahang resulta kasama ang pagdadala sa mga nag-aaway na pamilya, pagpapalakas ng ugnayan ng mga pamilya at ang pagpapatibay ng lakas at ugnayan ng komunidad. Nakatulong din itong buksan ang mata ng mas marami sa komunidad sa kasaysayan ng rasismo sa lugar.
There is still a lot of ignorance in our community and I think we can overcome that through sharing these stories of what people went through and the injustices that they had to endure, the denial of human rights. But rather than, I suppose, preaching and lecturing people about what happened, through arts we're able to deliver those stories in a way that's really accessible.
Ang mga larawan ay naglalakbay ngayon sa Western Australia bilang bahagi ng proyektong tinawag na Art on the Move. Isa pang nakakamanghang tagumpay ng programang KAN ay ang proyektong Healing Sonsa na nagdala sa mga profesional na musikero upang gawing awit ang kanilang mga istorya.
They really were healing workshops. People came together, they shared their stories. The stories were then beautifully crafted into ballads, which were then compiled onto an album.
Ang album ay naging labis na matagumpay kaya iniimbitahan ng mga gumaganap upang dumalo sa mga lokal na kasayahan sa musika. Naging malaki ang naging reaksyon mula sa mga komunidad na hindi aboriginal habang nakakarinig sila ng mga kasaysayang hindi nila narinig noong una mula sa mga personal na awitin.
One of the elders was talking through his song about his experience of being taken away as a small child from his family and placed in a mission and then not reconnecting with them until he was like a young man. And there were several stories which had, you know, the themes of dispossession and stolen generation and sense of loss of disconnection to country. So having those stories in a musical way at a music festival is quite empowering for the people who were singing it, but also quite revealing, I think, for the audiences that were there too.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.